For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, we're riding with the king after a big win yesterday. Howard Eskin, sponsored by McGurk's Lionville. Get ready for game days at McGurk's Lionville. Their newly updated bar is the perfect spot to bring your squad for all the action. Grab your friends, cheer on your teams in style at your local McGurk's Pub and Grill. Howard with us after quite a day for the Eagles and a good day, Howard, for Nick Sirianni. Howard, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm just great. It couldn't be better. Big win. You guys have flipped the other side like the fish on a deck of a boat.
Here we go.
Well, I got new information.
How are we flip-flopping?
They got a big victory. They hadn't won a game like that in over a year.
All the criticisms were warranted last week.
Absolutely.
They were absolutely warranted.
No, they were not.
Why not?
Well, the kids thing, I'm still...
Oh, I'm not. That was not as egregious for me as it was for some others. But to go full G.I. Jane before a game? Come on, man.
Who cares?
Okay, Howard.
Who cares?
You know what? Let me just say, with all due respect, at your advanced age, if you came in here one day and had your hair cut, you know what the first thing I'm going to ask you? Hey, are you okay? Because that's something, you love your hair, that's something you don't do.
Yeah, but I don't know that Nick Sirianni loved his hair. It was a bonding, if anything that I can think of, and I didn't talk to him about it, it was kind of a bonding thing. But I don't want to bond with you guys, because you guys are idiots.
You love us. You know you love us. You love calling us mean and hateful names.
You know what? I could feel it during the weekend. I don't know why. And I have a report right before kickoff on the broadcast. And in the report, I mentioned I just felt that this team, after all the nonsense last week, and Nick Sirianni addressed it. I found out he addressed it on Monday. He met with the players on Monday. He says, this is it. We're not talking about it anymore. It didn't come up anymore, but the players knew, and the players like him. Yesterday before the game, I saw Boober Esiason with his partner, his morning partner, Gio.
Ugh.
So I saw him on the field. So I'm talking, and I've known Boomer for a while, but we're talking, and he's friends with Frank Reich because they were roommates in college.
Yeah, Maryland.
Right, correct. And he said, Frank Reich, he asked me about all the things going on in Philadelphia with Nick Sirianni. I said, it's out of control. It's an easy, lazy narrative with writers and people on the air. And it's so easy and lazy. I said, I think he's a good coach, and I'm not sure that the players are good enough. Now, Huff played better, but he wasn't good before that. You can't blame Nick Sirianni for that. You blame him for the play calling, but he doesn't call the plays. So all these things. And Boomer told me, Frank Reich told him he is the best coach he has ever worked with. And that's coming. And we all respect Frank Reich. I think we all respect him a lot. I mean, I know I do, and I'm sure you guys do. And that's what he told Boomer. So we get carried away. The coach, hey, listen, they want to fire Rob Thompson, and it's not his fault. They wanted to, Nick Sirianni, the most asinine, stupid, ridiculous point that was made. Well, if they don't beat Cleveland, should they fire Nick Sirianni? It's the dumbest hypothetical I've ever heard of. So, it was already set. The narrative was already set. Hey, listen. I think he's a good coach. If they don't win, he won't be here next year. If they don't make the playoffs, he won't be here next year. But we all know that. It's a results based business. But in the time that he's here and watching what he does and hearing all the players and, you know, Jason Kelce, who we all respect a ton, he said he's the best coach he's had in meetings. And John Ritchie says, that's only in meetings. What do you think meetings translate?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But they hadn't translated on the field like that. That's why
I don't know that the players were good enough.
But they have a lot of good players. We agree on that.
They have a lot of good ones. Correct.
The reason why today is impressive, or yesterday was impressive, and people are impressed today, it's the first time in a year they beat a team up. I mean, really, literally a year since they won a game by double digits to that level. So that's a difference between this week and last week.
Okay, and I want to tell you something. And I talked to the handicapper I talked to on Saturday's Mark Lawrence, and he's got stats that go back to 1980. And, you know, he's looking at the average margin of victory for teams. And it's so most teams are below 7 points. The average margin of victory is below 7 points. It's a product of the NFL because there apparently is not as much scoring in the NFL. And I say apparently because I don't have the numbers in front of me. So it's not just the Eagles. It's other teams as well. Now, I'm not happy with the way they played against Cleveland, and I'm not happy with the way they play in some of the other games. I mean, the Green Bay game was the last really good game that I can remember, and that was the first game of the season. But the reality is there's not a lot of teams blowing people out. Now, Kansas City won by more than 7 yesterday. They're undefeated, and they've won more games by less than 7 points. It's just unbelievable what's going on. Now, I don't know what the reason for that is. Maybe the defenses are ahead of the offense. I don't know. And by the way, it's not a luxury, Hugh.
Tell them.
Luxury is the fact that we have a job working for a great radio station. That's a luxury. It's not a luxury to have a good defense. All right, so let's just
not
relax.
A necessity.
It is a necessity.
It's not a necessity.
I mean, it is. You need one. The Chiefs wouldn't be undefeated without
a good one. Yeah, of
course.
You need a good one. And yeah, I'm going to say something else. And I'm standing there, and I know we've talked about, or you guys have talked about Saquon Barkley this morning. Mm-hmm. I was impressed with the guy when he came here because I could see the way he handles himself. You know, I'm there every day of the week, and I watch it, and it's. But you know, sometimes you don't know from afar. But I'm standing on the sidelines, and I'm watching Saquon Barkley standing next to Nick Sirianni, and I'm watching Gainwell go down the field, and I knew he had a lot of yards. I didn't know he was close to a record, but I could see he told, you know, he indicated to Nick Sirianni that he wasn't going back in. And then he wanted Gainwell to score that touchdown so badly. When Gainwell came off the field, and this is what really impressed me too, he hugged him because he wanted him to share in what was going on there. And to see a player do that and not care about records and care about his team is so impressive, and it's not that common anymore in sports, let alone in football. But I was really just kind of watching that whole thing kind of take place. I'm saying, man, this guy is not going back in the game. And then I realized what he wanted to do when he hugged Gainwell, because he wanted him to score, and he said something to him which I couldn't hear. But it was impressive. That's impressive to see a player do that. Impressive.
Yeah, and I thought he helped Sirianni too, because that would have been a weird thing, because you want to let him on the field to get more yards and to break his own record, Howard. But if you're winning by that much and you have a running back, you don't want to put him out there and then he gets banged up. I thought it was just great for the team the story you're telling here. All right, Howard, let's quickly, what's your thought on Jalen yesterday? They didn't ask much out of him. He made one great throw to A.J., completed 10 passes. I thought early on took a lot of sacks. He didn't see the guy open in the end zone. It's kind of a mixed bag, but they didn't need him to do a lot. And I will point out, he also had that really good run where he was almost sacked and got away and ran for 18 yards. But what'd you make of Jalen yesterday?
Well, he was good, but, you know, and you can hear Mike Quick on the broadcast. He's got to get rid of the ball. Why doesn't he get rid of it? Why would, you know, a second and six, it turns into, let's say, a third and 12 is not good. I don't want to take away from the game. He made some really nice passes and some nice throws. Yeah, he missed at some, and he didn't see who was it. Saquon was open.
Yeah, on that swing route, that wheel route, in the end zone. Yeah,
he didn't see that. But I he was better. I mean, and I'm happy, and I think we all should be happy with the way he played. But you can't take just got to throw the ball away. I don't know why he doesn't do that. Just, you know, when you know it's over, you just got to get rid of the football. And if that's the only thing. So if that's the only thing I'm worried about, big deal. But that has clearly got to get better. But the other thing, and I know last week we talked about being under center more, and I've talked to multiple people about this. And I don't know who was it that had the afternoon show had Kurt Warner on last week, and he said under center, you can do play action, there's motion, you can do a lot more things, but apparently he's not as comfortable with it, and I'm trying to find out why. And one of the guys I talked to yesterday was Mark Sanchez before the game. I actually talked to him Saturday, and then I talked to him before the game yesterday. And he said a lot of quarterbacks, when you play action under center and you turn, you're not as comfortable when now you look back at the defense. And maybe that's it. I don't know that that's it. So maybe that's why he doesn't go under center more, because he's not comfortable in play action when you turn. And when you do play action out of the pistol or the gun, it's not the same. You still have a vision of the field. So if that's the case, you'd like to see him more under center. And the first offensive play was under center, and there wasn't much after that. But if he ever gets that part of it down, it's going to be, they're really, really, and he's really going to be good. Because he's, you know, I don't know where you rank him in the quarterbacks right now, but it's hard to put him in the top 10 right now. But he's going to go back to where he was if he kind of gets adjusted to that part of the game.
Yeah, you look just at passer rating, Howard. Passer rating, he's 13th. I think that's probably a fair. See, somewhere in that range right now. But right. Yeah, if he could take one more jump.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.